Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Houston Texans, 11-5, first in the AFC South. The Texans have won this division three of the last four seasons, but head coach Bill O'Brien is still looking to notch his first playoff win. They'll go through this season without a GM. QB Deshaun Watson raised his completion percentage nearly 10 points last season. What can the former Clemson star now do for an encore?
I'm excited about the whole deal. The talent, the young guys we have, offense, defense, special teams. It's been special. A lot of change has been happening for the better. You know, I can see it in the culture that, you know, the locker room is better than it's been the last year since I've been here. So, you know, we're on the right track.
Joined now on the phone by our friend Seth Payne, former Texan defensive lineman, 02 to 06, 97 Jacksonville Jaguar draft pick, one of the smart guys, Cornell. Seth, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I used to be smart. That was a long time ago. Like, I took my SATs, and then it was a downward decline after that. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you throwing that out there.
I tell people the same thing, man. My ACT, I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm already accepted into school. I'm good. But, you know, and then I make the excuse. I got beat up for a decade playing football. All right, you saw the Antonio Brown stuff. I mean, we're going to get to the Texans in a second, but what in the hell?
Look, this is what they signed on for. This is exactly what they signed on for, with stuff like this. I like it because we're starting to actually get a little bit more of an answer as to whether Antonio Brown was pretending to be crazy to get himself out of Pittsburgh, or if it was like his natural craziness. And I think it was maybe more a little bit of the natural craziness more than anything else.
Yeah, what are the chances this is a ploy to make Hard Knocks more interesting, that he has like a financial stake in the ratings and the success of Hard Knocks? I mean, because literally that's the only thing I can think of that makes any sense.
Well, and the craziest thing is that, for one, okay, obviously it has nothing to do with the Raiders themselves. It's the league that he's rallying against.
Yep.
But he's going to hurt his team because he wants to wear that helmet. But the second... And I go back to, you know, Tom Brady complained about this rule, too. You're arguing against something that's meant to protect you.
Yes.
You know? Like, and I don't know, Tiki, I don't know. Did you ever put that much thought into your helmet?
No. Whatever they gave me, I put on. And I know they changed it a couple of times because of, you know, just new models. It didn't bother me. Maybe it made my head break out a little bit more in training camp. But other than that, noticed it. I never, ever noticed it.
It feels like somebody that's lobbying to, like, still use lambskin condoms or something. Like, no, it's an inferior product. Move on to the newer, safer product.
Well, we're going to keep following this. I'm sure you'll follow this on your show as well. He has just filed a grievance against the National Football League, Antonio Brown. All right, let's move over to the Houston Texans. This team, I got to start with the top because everything rolls downhill, right? How in the heck are they getting by without a general manager? We know what's going to happen. Nick Caserio is going to come in next year after his contract with the Patriots is over. But, I mean, this was a bizarre situation. How did you guys, you know, report on this and discuss it when it was going down there?
It's one of those situations where when the owner came out and confirmed that, hey, we're operating without a GM, we all, like, literally looked around the room and ask each other, like, this is weird, right? Like, this is, and then you're checking other teams to be sure, like, yeah, nobody else does it this way other than, you know, maybe the Cowboys because their owner is the GM, but not really. You know, Stephen Jones is actually in charge there. The Patriots, none of that counts because of the Patriots. And Nick Caserio, the guy that the Texans want, does a lot of their GM-type stuff. So we're wondering, okay, how is this actually going to work? Like, who's going to be on the phone negotiating with, say, John Dorsey from the Browns? So it was nice to see them at least pull off this move where they traded for Duke Johnson.
Yep.
Because you could see, oh, wow, they executed a trade. They did something without a GM that normally a GM would be doing.
So, yeah, I mean, so they're functioning, and that's a good thing. And Duke Johnson addition, I think, will be really good because he's such a great pass catcher out of the backfield. A change of pace, you know, the traditional, you put it in quotes, change of pace guy. That's Duke Johnson for Lamar Miller. But I think the bigger, I guess, contract question is Jadeveon Clowney. Obviously, he's going to show up at camp eventually. He says he is, at least. But does this get resolved? I was just looking at the numbers. You can't have two DNs as the highest paid players on your team currently. That's what it is. He can't be a Texan for long, can he? Or will they get creative? Or how do they get creative?
Well, right now, we saw in the preseason game last night what it looks like without J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney on the field. The defense was fine enough versus, you know, a bunch of backups for the Packers, but they didn't really get much of a pass rush. Those two guys are the two main pass rushers on your team. They don't have a whole lot other than they have Whitney Mercilus who can play on the edge, but they don't have a bunch of other guys that can rush the passer. So you need Clowney. I think a lot of it boils down to how does Bill O'Brien want to construct a team? And he's not a guy that's really trying to copy Bill Belichick on everything, but he definitely wants to do certain things the Patriots way. And as you know, the Patriots do not like spending money for edge pass rushers.
Yep.
Like they just think that the market overvalues them. They've already, you know, they're already paying J.J. Watt a really good chunk, like you said. And I think they have a real hard time paying Jadeveon Clowney, who's not, you know, one of the top three edge defenders in the league. Probably the best combo run and pass defender, but you don't get paid for run defense these days. So I think what happens is that he plays this year under the franchise tag and that they maybe figure out a way to trade him after the season. Right now, it would be tough to trade him because it would hurt your team on the field.
Yeah.
And then also because other teams can't negotiate a new deal with him until after the season either. You know, barring a wink-wink agreement with somebody, it's hard for a team to justify trading for him right now.
Yeah, you're right. Tiki and Tierney, training camp two-a-days with the Houston Texans. We're talking to Seth Payne, former defensive lineman, but also host of Payne and Pendergast down on CBS or Sports Radio 610 in Houston. All right, Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins have one of the best combinations in football. Deshaun Watson is also getting to the point where he has to get paid. Does he have to do anything else, or is he set on being the guy for the future?
I think if he continues along what he was doing last year, he's going to be just fine, and you're going to roll with Deshaun Watson. I think that he did some things where he looked like a young quarterback. He looked like a second-year guy. There was times where he was almost – you know what happened, Tiki, is something clicked in him earlier in the season where he needed to start taking care of the ball better, and he did it to an extreme degree.
Yeah.
He was very careful with the football. He went 7 games without an interception at one stretch. And some of the time that resulted into holding onto the ball too long, maybe being a little too careful with the football. So I think this year what you're going to see is even a little bit more fluidity in the decision-making. And a lot of it really comes down to, hey, can his wide receiver stay healthy? You know he's got a connection with DeAndre Hopkins. Can Will Fuller and Kiki QT stay on the field and give him options early in the down, you know? And that's where Duke Johnson comes in too. Last year, Deshaun didn't necessarily have a whole lot of options early in the down. They didn't have a lot of guys. You know how DeAndre is. DeAndre's open any point in the down.
Exactly.
But he's not,
you're stolen.
He's
not I'll be open. That, even if I'm not open, I'll be open by the time the ball gets there.
But he's not creating separation early in the down. I think he's got more guys now that can do that.
Yeah, and that's what's obviously most important for success for a quarterback. You got to have zones or got to have windows to throw it into. Let me jump to the head coach, Bill O'Brien. We chatted about him briefly. What kind of job is he viewed as doing down there in Houston?
I think a lot of people have gotten frustrated. And, you know, I've gotten frustrated with him as an offensive coordinator. Some of that's unfair. And I'll say I'm guilty of it myself because – for the first several years he was here, he was dealing with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, Tom Savage, you know, Case Keenum at one point, and then obviously Brock Osweiler, and managed to have respectable offenses with those quarterbacks. Never had really good offenses. And then we saw the 7-game stretch with Deshaun Watson, and we saw what he could do with a quarterback like him, and we got pretty excited about it. So last year, where they had a good enough offense, but, you know, end up as the 11th scoring offense and and not nearly as electric as you had been anticipating and hoping for. And what really hurt was they were bad down in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know, they moved the ball pretty well, but they were bad in the red zone. This is a year where I think he's not the offensive coordinator, but he's calling the plays. This is kind of a big litmus test for him this year. And I think people will find out what he is exactly. I'll tell you this, Tiki, and this has been interesting. I'm glad I can talk to you about this. Nobody else seems to care about this down here, but it's fascinating to me. I've seen Bill O'Brien this season maybe be the most laid back and relaxed that I've ever seen him.
That matters.
Been here in two. Yeah, and
matters.
I know you didn't get to see it with Tom Coughlin.
But I heard about it.
But you heard about Coughlin in that 2006 year, right?
That's right.
Where he came in
that's
and he
right.
changed his mindset?
No, 2007. So 6 was my last year. He was a pain in the ass. 2007, I get a call from Sean O'Hara, who was the starting center, won a Super Bowl championship that year. He's like, dude, you wouldn't believe what's going on with our head coach. Like, he took us bowling. You know what I mean? Like things that seem, of course you would do that, right? You'd have a team, unorganized team activities. He's talking to us. He's asking us our opinion. And you know what? They played for him. Even when things went bad, they played hard for him. Ultimately, they turned the season around. They won a Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know what, Seth? That matters more than people want to give them give credit for, especially with today's athlete. Right, the old school athlete,
right.
Be a hard ass. Right, the new guy, you got to kind of be like a friend and a brother and a father figure.
Yeah, and that's where you know O'Brien. I would never compare him to Coughlin. Like O'Brien has a lot more of a kind of a natural touch with people.
Yeah.
But he's also got that real hard edge teapot side to him that can erupt. And we've seen a lot less of the anger just in training camp going around. And I like to see that. You know, as somebody that likes watching coaches coach effectively. It's nice to see coaches teaching, you know, and giving very pointed but like appropriate criticism versus just flying off the handle. I think he's gotten into something, and I think a lot of it might have to do with Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby is the former chaplain for the Chiefs that went
right.
to the Patriots and became their character coach, and now he's with the Texans. Jack Easterby seems to have an influence on a lot of the elements of the football team, and he's one of these motivational speaker type guys that maybe he's gotten O'Brien focusing on the things that really matter a little bit more. That's just my theory.
Yeah, he also got a potential grievance filed against the Houston Texans by the...
We like our preacher here just fine. Pay no attention to the fancy car he's driving or anything like that.
Exactly. Hey, you know, the feature with the fancy car, you know where that's going. He's taking money out of the pot. Seth Payne, former Texans defensive lineman doing our Tiki and Tierney training camp two-a-days. One more question for you. 11-5 last year. The expectation is to see progression. Is there enough? Have there been enough additions, especially with some of the losses? Tyrann Mathieu is gone, obviously, for them to keep moving forward and ultimately get to where everybody's expected them to be for the last couple of years.
It's going to be a tough year to beat 11-5 in the regular season just because they face many, many more good quarterbacks this year than they did last year. And that's where the Texans' defense was a little bit deceptive last year. They did not do well versus good passing offenses. But they happen to face a lot of bad passing offenses, so they didn't quite get exposed. This year, they're going to see. Look, they start off with Drew Brees against New Orleans. They're going to face Cam Newton. They're going to face the Falcons. They've got the Chargers. They've got a lot of good quarterbacks on the schedule. So I don't think that they'll get 11 wins in the regular season. I think it's going to be closer to 8 or 9 wins. Then it becomes a matter of okay, what does it take to squeak into a wild card game?
Yeah,
and really. More than anything in this division, can you beat Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
And can either Deshaun Watson keep pace with Andrew Luck, or can the defense stop T.Y. Hilton for once in their lives? I'm skeptical that this is going to be the year. I think they could actually maybe improve as a football team a little bit this year, but still not make the playoffs. They just happen to have a really good, fortunate stretch last year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Seth, always a pleasure. Appreciate you helping us out doing our Tiki and Tierney training camp two-a-days. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, man.
Be good, my friend. Seth Payne. Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610 down in Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.